War Room.
Rural.
War Room.
The Rural.
War Room.
Rural. War. Rule.
Radio.
Rural. War. Rule.
Radio.
Rural. War.
Rural War Room. It's Personal Lies on Rural War Room Radio.
I'm Byron Werner.
I'm Donovan Sood.
We're the Rural War Room, and we bring you an assortment of splendiferous
items. Lies.
Lies for your approval. Why don't we go with this
one? Here's one now.
Baby, you know that.
my gosh.
Oh, boy.
I believe they're based in Boston, the Ethiopian musical group made up of all sorts of folks. That's the Debo Band, D-E-B-O. Are we not men?
And, we are Debo.
I don't know. Is this? I think that's also the title of the CD that came out in 2010. Debo Band doing Nay Nay Waliba.
Wow.
Ethiopian music done by a lot of Americans and some real Ethiopians, believe it or not.
I mean, that's tight stuff. Before that, from Japan, one of our favorite groups.
Absolutely.
Always makes the phone ring.
We would drive 10 hours to see them.
And we have, and we've seen them many times. Byron has seen them more times than I have.
I think seven times.
I think I've seen them four. So, like, wow. Polysix from Japan. Polysix. And that song is called I, Me, Mine.
And before that, Black Randy and the Metro Squad doing the vocal version, I Tell Lies Every Day.
Oh, yeah.
From the Knockout album, Pass the Dust, I Think I'm Bowie.
And that, as far as
one of the best titles I've heard out of rock and roll.
Ever. Oh, yeah. Just hard to find. Part of the, you know, like the what they call the no wave scene in New York is pretty well documented. Not so much in L.A. And every time we talk about Black Randy and the Metro Squad, I'm kind of like, you know, remember, he is part of that same scene, but a different coast. But
it's also a bit of soundtracks.
Because it's on the
Deadbeats
West Coast.
And Wall of Voodoo and Black Randy, they had, you know, they were appreciative
Hollywood.
Of soundtrack music.
Oh, yeah.
I think Wall of Voodoo originally formed with the idea of doing soundtracks for movies, and surprisingly, they didn't get a lot of calls, so they had to do something else.
Like make pop music.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a similar situation. I'm not going to tell you this band. There was actually foreshadowing to the name of the band when we started when we started back announcing, but I'm not going to tell you the name. This is one off of a concept record where they had the fans go through rigorous process of selecting the cuts and then reselecting the cuts and then the cover, but it's all fan based. Again, I'm not going to tell you. I'll give you the year 2010. That's all I'll say. It's Cameo, man. Not the band Cameo, though. Rural War Room.
He said his name was
Cameo. Cameo.
He said his name was
Cameo.
And words that could kill. Honest people didn't need to fear him. But do not cross the Native American.
Cameo, cameo. Cameo, cameo.
He said his name was
Cameo, cameo.
He said his name was
Cameo, cameo.
He would whisper.
Long day.
Thank you. 2 equals 1 and...
Rural War Room Radio.
Oh boy, Rural War Room indeed. One of our favorites, and we hope one of yours for decades now. Devo from Hardcore Devo Number 1, Volume 1. We heard I'm a Mechanical Man.
That thing got circulated with, you know, later on we found out that a lot of these records are bootlegs, you know, like the 45 with the small hole, with the folded covers. I think there was red and a...
Yeah, but this one was a bootleg put out by Devo themselves.
That's what I'm saying. Mark was talking about how, like, none of those are official products. And I was like, what? But, you know, hey...
I think it was on Elevator. Elevator Music was the label.
Yeah. I've seen
because it was
times.
Lifted,
there's,
I guess.
There's one, yeah, but it's hard to tell. I don't know, man.
Okay.
Mechanical Man is like, I mean, that's a good Devo block we just did, too, because we went totally the other way in the beginning of the block.
Before the Devos.
We heard Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band, 1970, and I'm going to read it off of this because of that.
I know it by heart if you'd like me.
Yeah,
to.
Go ahead and say it by heart because I don't want to.
I want to find a woman that'll hold my big toe until I have to go.
Okay. Hey, it's better doing it.
Off of.
In unison.
Lick Met the Cows off Baby. 1970. I saw them on that tour and I was not ready. I bought that album and it took me a long time to figure it out. But I'm a better person for it.
I wish I had done a quick TikTok of you folding back up the Devo packaging because it's so complicated to put the CD back in there. And
because I insist on putting the letters in the right order. It's got to spell Devo, right?
Well, but it's also designed to be folded that way. So if you don't, you mess it up. If you misfold it.
That's what I mean. I got to pay attention. I can't just
And it's
close
just like,
it.
Oh, they don't make it easy to be a music
Captain
fan.
Before Captain Beefheart and his magic band, we heard, and the magic band, we heard Black Randy and the Met. No, we heard, excuse me, Black Mouse Super Rainbow from Dandelion Gum. 2007, we heard Lost Picking Flowers in the Woods. I know what those kids have been doing.
Starting off the block was from the fan-approved and test-producted, I guess, Something for Everybody by Devo, which was their return to, like, you know, they got a big chunk of money from Warner Brothers to come back and record another record. They came up with these new costumes that kind of cover half their face, and Warner Brothers hated the costumes. They played
just
before
like
the Olympics.
Just
they
like
played. They were everywhere. They were just all over TV and, like, all the late night shows and, like, what's going on?
Devo was a big push.
Oh, they really went all out. And this one song on the record fit the theme tonight, which is Personal Lies. And it's, you know, things that are either lies or personal or I in the title. People that are, you know, things that are way over the top. And this character cameo in the Devo song. Cameo is the name of the song. He was over the top, man.
Yes.
Did he exist? Is he Mark in a costume? Is he Jerry in a costume? We don't know.
Oh, boy. Is he Boogie Boy in a costume?
Oh, God.
I'm just saying. Could be.
Yeah, I guess it could be.
Let's continue. It's your turn, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You can find us online. We are called Rural War Room, if you just tuned in.
Uh-huh.
I'm Donovan Suit.
I'm Byron Werner.
And I'm going to play one for you that... Are you ready, Byron? I don't know if you're ready or not.
Anytime you tell me that, I know I'm not.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
Well, it's not bad. Oh. You know, we don't play bad things.
It's whole good bad thing is, you know...
Important. It's historically...
Sometimes important. The really bad can be appreciated for what it is if it's a perfect item.
find us online. It's Sam the Sham time.
I'm cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once a mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw, a-plowing through the ragged sky and up the cloudy trail. Their brand was still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny, and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard, and he heard their mournful cry. Ippi-ya-i-yo, ippi-ya-i-yo. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, their shirts all soaked with sweat. He's riding hard to catch that herd, but he ain't caught them yet, 'cause they've got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on the horses snorting fire as they ride on. Hear their cry as the rider sloped on by him. He heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell riding on our range, then cowboy change.